There's new legislation coming today. There's been a couple announcements on this front, but there's new legislation coming today that's going to make make things a lot more egalitarian in the workplace and make things a lot more sanitary in the workplace as well. To discuss that, he is the Minister of Labor for the province of Ontario and also a longtime MPP for Lambton, Kent, Middlesex. He is Monty McNaughton. Minister, it's great to have you on Toronto today. Thanks very much for making the time.
Well, good morning, and thanks for having me on today.
Absolutely. This first on the bathroom front for workplaces. Everybody listening, probably we've got a lot of construction workers that listen to the show. Everybody knows people that work in construction, and it becomes a little bit of a running joke at this point what some of these work sites and the lavatories and the outhouses look like at the end of the day. You're looking to change some of these stereotypes, and I think in a good way. It's hard to knock this announcement. What's coming later today?
Well, we're continuing to put forward legislation to support workers across the province. Currently today in Ontario, nearly 600,000 people work in construction. These men and women are the heroes. They work during the pandemic, continuing to build the hospitals and homes and transit that all of our families depend on. We launched a Ministry of Labor blitz in February. We went to nearly 2,000 job sites, and we found that the bathrooms are disgusting for these mm-hmm. workers. And construction workers, these men and women, deserve a basic human dignity of clean and safe washrooms. So we're going to bring forward measures to ensure that these facilities are better for these workers.
It's noted that there will be women-only bathrooms on larger construction sites. What are some of the schematics and parameters for how large those construction sites have to be so that that a bathroom's not co-ed? What are the benchmarks for that?
Well, we'll announce changes in a couple of hours mm-hmm. To ensure that there's more washrooms for all construction workers, that we do have women-only facilities on larger construction sites. But also we're going to legislate that they have to have proper lighting and running water where possible, hand sanitizer, soap. So there's a lot of changes coming, but one thing's clear, we will have the toughest and best standards in all of North America for these construction workers.
Were you shocked, surprised at some of the negative stories, some of the horror stories that you heard from some sites, some workplaces?
Well, I launched on my social media channels a number of weeks ago a campaign for construction workers to personally tell me their bathroom horror stories. And I was shocked to hear, particularly from women, how many times they have to leave on a daily basis to a local Tim Hortons or to another business outside of the construction site to use the facilities because they were so disgusting on job sites. Of course, I've spent a lot of time over the last couple of years trying to recruit people into the skilled trades. It's a big priority for Premier Ford in our government. And I heard loud and clear from, you know, guys that have been in construction for decades that this is a problem that no government took seriously. That's why for the first time in provincial history, I launched a Ministry of Labor blitz specifically to inspect bathrooms, and we went to 2,000 job sites in the month of February, and we found about 250 infractions. Believe it or not, in some cases, there weren't even toilets on specific job sites. So this is long overdue, and I'm really proud that our government's going to, you know, have the backs of these workers because they really go unrecognized and they've been forgotten about for many years.
Monty McNaughton is the Minister of Labor on 640 Toronto on Toronto Today. It's also been noted that some toilets aren't even a proper height. You wouldn't allow these toilets anymore, these outhouses. I've not spotted those. I've never stepped in one on a bike ride or on a work site or anywhere and found, well, my head's going to hit the ceiling, but some of these do exist.
Well, look, in Ontario today, there doesn't even have to be a roof on a porta potty. Like I've seen some of them in high-rise residential construction where they literally, the sides go up about three-quarters the height of a person. I mean, it's shameful that these things are out there. So we're going to crack down on those and ban those. Again, it's going to be life-changing and really improve the lives of these construction workers.
I bet you there'll be a lot of compliance. We may get companies that are listening or see the legislation laid out and say, I can get around it. What will the fines be if a company tries to do that? Or could they even lose their license to build?
Well, sure they could. I mean, look, the health and safety fines in Ontario for those lawbreakers are massive. We have the highest fines in the country. I mean, literally it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars up to millions of dollars. But I do want to say, I mean, the overwhelming majority of companies, you know, whether it's construction or elsewhere in the economy, do a good job and are there for their workers. But as is always the case, there are, you know, those rule breakers out there. Under the leadership of Premier Ford, a couple of years ago, we hired 100 more health and safety inspectors. So we actually have more health and safety inspectors today than at any point in provincial history. So they're going to be out there, you know, enforcing these new changes and ensuring that conditions are better for workers.
There's been a lot of a groundbreaking movement from your office with your portfolio about work from home. Obviously, there was guidance prior to you becoming Minister of Labor, but obviously this has been the way during the pandemic, and there's still remnants of work from home that probably are going to exist for a lot of years, if not forever. So this week earlier, you changed some employment laws that would allow remote employees a little more protection to termination notices. Can you lay out for the listeners what that is?
The future of work, you know, is happening today. It's been talked about for a long time that workplaces were going to change. But it's been a problem for government in the past to keep up with changing workplaces. Our government brought in a number of policies to really support the shift and support these workers as the economy changes. We brought in the right to disconnect. We banned non-compete clauses. We ensured that employees know when they're being monitored electronically. So what we announced this week is yet another step in that direction to protect those 2.2 million people that are working from home across the province. And what we announced is that if they're going to be laid off, then mass termination payments and payments in lieu of notice will be given to those workers who are working from home. Currently, the law only applies to those workers that work in a building.
Yeah, and this is about mass layoffs, too. Like, there will be businesses, small and large, that say, well, look, times are tough, or I need to make a change. Someone is coming into the office every day. Someone is not. This doesn't protect the person who has refused to come back in. This is more about how the job has, as you note, changed and the future of work is now. This isn't about those sort of individual, do I keep this person or that person decisions. This is at a higher level or a larger level than that, I should say.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the best way probably to explain it is recently we've seen, you know, companies like Twitter and other technology companies that unfortunately have laid off a lot of people. I find that it's a real injustice that people that are working remotely often find out via social media or in the press that they're losing their job. So we're bringing changes to better protect those remote workers and those people that are working from home. So they will be, you know, given notice just like they were working inside of an office building, for example. So there's a loophole that excluded them in the past, but now with these proposed changes, if passed, will include those workers that are working remotely.
Monty McNaughton's our guest, Minister of Labor for the province of Ontario. Some government policies more popular than others. I think you're going to get a lot of credit and applause and support for these ones announced today. I would make the point your government's getting whacked on issues with the Green Belt, and you've got constituents in your geographical riding. I want to know what they're telling you and what you explain to them about the issue. What's been fair comment from them? Not everybody is going to be all on board with every government policy. What do your voters say to you about the Green Belt issues?
Well, look, I would say one of the top concerns in my riding of Lambton, Kent, Middlesex and across the province is the rising cost of housing. I mean, I know many friends and many younger families that can't afford to buy a home. So that will be the top issue that I hear about. That's why it's important that we build more homes, because it is a supply and demand issue. One of my top priorities is to get more people into the skilled trades. I mean, we have an ambitious agenda under Premier Ford to build 1.5 million homes in the next 10 years. It's why last week, for example, we announced that young people in grade 11 and grade 12 can start an apprenticeship full-time to become a carpenter, or to become, you know, another one of the skilled trades to help build these homes. So that's the top issue, and that's something that I hear about on a regular basis, and most people are pretty supportive that we're moving forward to build more houses.
So someone calls your office, says, I'm upset. They hear a media story, or they listen to, and they say, I'm upset about the Greenbelt, and I'm not happy that maybe developers got word that parcels of land were for sale. What do you say to them about that?
Well, I explain exactly what I told you, that we need more homes built in the province of Ontario. I think almost everyone understands that house prices are way too high, and it's not just a Toronto issue. I mean, I'm a southwestern Ontario MPP, and when you see house prices in London at $800,000 or $900,000, it's really tough for a young family to get into the housing market. And people expect government to take measures to build homes faster, and to make life more affordable. And that's exactly what we're doing under Premier Ford.
Fair enough. Monty, really appreciate the time this morning. Thanks for the conversation, and thanks for coming on the show.
Great. Anytime, and stay safe. Thank you.
Monty McNaughton, Ontario Minister of Labour, our guest.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.